As the students arrived back to school for 8 p.m., there was a real sense of anticipation in the air. Although they knew the next 12 hours would be a challenge, at this stage they didn't realize which skills would be tested. Groups were organized, bases for the night allocated, and all the students then gathered in the sports hall for the first challenge: spaghetti and marshmallow towers. Trial and error seemed to be the tactic for some groups. Others were more logical in approach and used their maths knowledge to create some very interestingly shaped towers. Staff observed groups in discussion, agreement and disagreement about the best ways to be successful. General feedback was based around the need to work as a team, listening to each other and considering other opinions. A great first challenge with varying levels of success, the 12-hour challenge had well and truly begun. Groups were then put through the paces and challenged in blindfolded tent pitching, Lego memory and the Tower of Hanoi, further testing a variety of skills with Mr. McDonald, Miss Tung and Mr. Bounds, carefully watching the group dynamics throughout the task. Mr. Hayden and his music trainee Mr. Doyle tested even more teamwork linked to musical skills in the Team Ukulele Challenge, plenty of smiles on faces and only the occasional duff note. The dreaded leaky pipes, raft building, egg drop extreme, glow-in-the-dark bowling, marble run, stacking cups, races and many more challenges faced the students through the early hours of the morning, with very little time to rest and relax. Miss Dickens, Mrs. Ager and Mr. Savage keeping a close eye on the team dynamics throughout the challenges, some staff keeping drier than others. This was a real test for the students as they become increasingly tired, replicating those feelings they will experience on expeditions over the next couple of months. As the sun came up early on Saturday morning, the group headed outside, armed with balloons and roundest posts. I am not sure if it was the activity or the chilly morning air, but this challenge really woke the group up and set us up for the last couple of hours. With the end in sight and the groups really starting to work well as a team, the marble run brought out the competitive nature of so many of our students. Minutes before 8 a.m, Mr. Croydon summed up the previous 12 hours, a time for reflection and a big sense of achievement, a challenge like no other. Well done to all students involved and a huge thank you to the staff. Roll on the expeditions.